Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and you're about to hear A Bit of Science. This bit was recorded in February of 2017, and the topic is New Food Science. For some time now, many people have been considering quitting or cutting back on meat. Vegetarian options are usual features of restaurant menus these days. But many of us who grew up on diets high in meat still crave the tastes, smells, and textures that come from cooked meat. A recent development in food science may help give us meat cravers a more palatable vegetarian option. The new food is called the Bloody Vegan Burger or Bloody Veggie Burger. It is a plant-based burger that looks, smells, and tastes like meat. It even browns convincingly and bleeds like meat when cooked. A lot of science has gone into these veggie burgers. One burger is called Beyond Burger. It uses pea protein that browns well and bleeds using beet juice. A product from a company called Impossible Foods went beyond that, beyond merely using peas and carrots for texture and browning, but has gone further to mimic the characteristics of meat. The scientists at Impossible Foods focused on a chemical called heme, which is the iron-containing component of blood that carries oxygen to the blood and gives it its red color. They thought that heme was a major reason that meat tastes the way it does. They knew that heme was a component not only in meat, but also, to a lesser extent, in vegetables. They've worked out how to extract the heme from legumes such as soybeans and lentils. Extraction of these plants is not a very practical way to get large quantities of heme, and that's what they need. They found that they could transplant a gene that encoded heme in soybeans into yeast. The modified yeast, when grown in vats, produces heme in large quantities. So the heme adds taste and color. What was left to do was to give the vegetable burger a more fatty sizzle and mouthfeel. To do this, they use potato protein and wheat protein with some coconut oil. And there's a lot of good science got applied to result in the Impossible Burger. From what I read, the resulting product is pretty convincingly tasty, a substitute for meat-based burgers. I'd have to try one myself, but I'm already impressed with the clever ideas and the great science that was applied to come up with a practical way to create that food. This work will undoubtedly lead to other vegetable-based food products that are designed to compete with existing meat-containing foods. Will the Impossible Burger, or another near-perfect plant-based replica of a meat-based burger, be a big business success? Some argue that trying to sell something that is just as good as an existing product is generally not going to replace the original item. Still, some people have reasons to cut down on meat, and have done so before, even before these new meat substitutes were invented. So there may be a good market for a decent veggie burger that satisfies some of the cravings for the smells, tastes, and textures of meat. Some people I know would rather chew on a piece of glass than trade their cheeseburger deluxe for something made from vegetables. So only time will tell. Will these new veggie burgers catch on? And this bit of science is only a peek at one aspect of what's going on in the area of food science. I hope to be back with more bits of food science in the future, as well as other topics in science, math, engineering, and technology. If you're a student in our local schools and like science and other topics related to science, I think you might find it fun to help me produce a few bits of science on KTWH Radio. Email me at liukk004@d.umn.edu and give me some contact information. I'll get back to you on how we might produce some of these short science segments. So this is Bob from KTWH Radio. Goodbye for now.